Okay, today is Daf Chaf Gimel. We're on Chaf Beis Amud Beis by the, I have it as one dot, like 10 lines from the top. And Amar Ula, 10 lines from the bottom, sorry. Amar Ula. Ula asked the following questions on the Ziknei Darom. Well, not really Ula. Chakalahu Rish Lakish L'Daromi. Rish Lakish asked the following question to these people, to these Gedolim. Tehi Eitha Koach Maruba. What's greater strength? Koach HaMechaprim, the Koach of the people that are seeking the Kapara, meaning the Baal. By the way, Koach HaMechaprim, the Kahanim, who provide a Kapara, they facilitate, you get a Kapara. Oh, Koach HaMechaprim, or the guys getting a Kapara. What do you mean, who's stronger? You'll see in a minute. Hadi Omer, Koach HaMechaprim. The Koach of the Baal is stronger than the Koach of the Kohen. How so? Right? Because, let's say a Baal has Tumas Sheret. The guy has Tumas Sheret. According to this world that we created yesterday, is the Baal allowed to send the Shliach to bring the carbon Pesach to him? Absolutely. That night, he'll be able to eat. So a Baal who has Tumas Sheret can still get the Karban Pesach done to him. Can a Kohen who has Tumas Sheret work for the Karban Pesach? No. So what do you see? The guy who needs the Kapara is stronger than the guy who's given the Kapara. Right? Okay. Having established that, listen to the following Kal Vachomer, which is going to be a Kasha on the Bnei Darom, on the Ziknei Darom. Uma Mako Shinit Mubaila. B'sheret, when a Baal gets Tumas Sheret, when he has Tumas Sheret, Mishalchin Karbon Oseihen, he can still send his carbon and still have his carbon done for him. Now, Kohen Shinitma B'sheret, if a Kohen has Sheret, Eino Marate, he's stuck, he cannot serve in the Beit HaMikdash, right? So, Makom Shinit Mubaila B'meit, so in a place where a Baal as Tumas mate, right? She'ein mishalchin karbon oseihem, where a Tumas mate, cannot have his carbon be sent for him, right? Right? And what happened? Am I wrong? Hot stuff? Thank you. Right? Kohen shenitma. So if a Kohen gets tame, bimeis, ain't a dinch, ain't a maratze? Certainly it won't work. How could you, Ziknei Darom, say that b'diyevet it's okay? This is what they said yesterday. How could you say that? The Kal Vachomer against you. Okay? So to answer this Kal Vachomer, the Gemara answers, Kasavri, the Bnei Darom hold, Kasavri Bnei Darom, no, that a Baal can send his carbon even though he's Tamei Meis. He can't eat it himself. Right? He can't eat it himself. Maybe right now, Erev Pesach, he can't eat it. But what's going to happen? He can send it along. So therefore, the whole Kal Vachomer crumbles. Okay? So far, so good? I boxiv. How could you say that? That's in the Gemara. Ish kiya tame v'asa pesach v'chodesh hasheni. According to this, what's a carbon pesach? What's the thing of the carbon pesach anymore? If a tame person can send his carbon with someone else, what do you need a carbon pesach? What do you need a carbon pesach sheni for? Putting aside a guy's far away. That's not one of the requirements is tame. That would say it's okay. We need a Pesach Sheni for. The Gemara said, no, that's what makes it well. Carbon Pesach is the best option is to use a carbon Pesach Sheni. If you don't, it's okay. Why? The Gemara is going to ask that question in a few minutes. A similar kind of question the Gemara is going to ask. What are you doing to me? It's fine. I sound worse than I feel. Yeah. Well, I said we wouldn't talk so much. Our voice will get better. The Gemara is going to ask that question in a minute about a similar type of question. But before the Gemara gets to that question, the Gemara says, wait a minute. How is it possible that someone who can't eat the Korban Pesach is permitted to participate in the Korban Pesach? V'aktiv, we all know this from the Sefer Pesachim, all the kids know this, that when you have a Korban Pesach, you have to be designated beforehand. V'aktiv, it says, Ish Lefi Achlo. You have to be designated. Who's in this Korban Pesach? Right? Everybody has chaburas, the whole family's together. Are you in? Are you out? But the neighbor, the other neighbor. So how could you tell me that guy, Tommy, is involved? It's Tommy. So the Gemara says, no, that's a mitzvah. Again, lechachil, you should do it like that. But yeah, it's okay. Says the Gemara, liikuvalo. What, it's not ma'akev? This is not ma'akev? Of course it's ma'akev. But Tanya, who we learned in the Braisa, it says, the michsas nefashos. Right, with the number of people. Malamed, she'ein ha-pesach nishchat el menuya. You're only shechting a Pesach on those people that are numbered, meaning that are included beforehand. The word that they use is registered. You have to be registered with each Korban Pesach. Shachto shalom lemnuya. What if you shecht it for someone who's not registered? Or yachal yek over al mitzvah. I would think, you know what, listen, you didn't do the right thing, but lemaisa, all right, hey, let's take you over on a mitzvah, but so what? Talmud lomar, tachosu hakasim. Shina alav la'akev. The Torah writes it a second time to tell you, no. It must be this way. It's ma'akev. The iskash ochlin lemenuyim. And eating is compared to hekish. Eating is compared to being registered. If you're not registered, you can't eat from it. So how on earth could a tummy person be involved in sending a carbon based on tummy mace? How could that be? How could that be? First of all, I don't know that. No. So much for me. Sharon, you said you were allowed to. We're talking about Tommy Mace. Now, according to many Rishonim, many, maybe even the Gemara, I don't remember, that was the problem of the people in the Midbar. They came to Moshe. And they said, we're going to be Torah tonight. But right now, we're not. So what's our story? That's those people. Those are those people. Whoever they were, they were the carriers of Aruzi, whatever they were. We're going to be talking tonight. We're going to be Tar tonight. So can we be included now? And the answer was no. Right? The answer was no. First of all, the answer was no. Second of all, who said that this is the seventh day of their Tumah? In this case. It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference. But that was the question that they asked Moshe Rabbeinu. So the answer is no. But the Zikti Adarim said it's not a problem. How can it not be a problem? Of course it's a problem. Right? So the Gemara answers, Zikne Dorum lo makshi. The Zikne Dorum don't hold from this hekish. Okay? Zikne Dorum don't hold from this hekish. Now, it's Kedai. What does Rashi say? Zikne Dorum lo makshi. No, there is no Rashi. So at the end of the day, just to recap, the Zikne Dorum holds as follows. If it's Tumas Mace, right? If it's Betzibur, then if Tumas makes Betzibur, then we know. Everything's good. Whether it's a Kohen or a Baal, all good. Why? Because everything's Hutra, everything's Dechuya Betzibur. If it's a Yachid, right? If it's a regular person, if the Baal Karban is Tamei, then he says, L'chatchila, don't bring it, but rather go to Pesach Sheni. B'di'evet, if you didn't go to Pesach Sheni, he says, only a little bit more. L'chatchila, you should go to B'di'evet if you don't go to Pesach Sheni, it's good. Right? And if the Kohen's Tamei, no good. Why? Because it sits, it doesn't work. Okay? So, how can the Zikne Dorum argue on a hekesh? How can you argue on a hekesh? Tosfa says over here on the side, he says Zikne Dorum Tanoi Havin. They were Tanoim. Who pligi amasnis and tamid nichshat. They're arguing on another. That's a lot of it. What's your Tanoi? You can do whatever you want. It's none.
Hashochet la'arelim ul'tameim pasul.
Inami, or says Tosfos, Sviru l'hukar Rav Nosson, you know, like Rav Nosson, that's a Gemara there of Psachim, that the Gemara there says, that Achilas Pesach is Nama Akev, there's a whole discussion over there. So, either way, they're about Machlokas for sure. Now, that is the Gemara. Who cares? All this Gemara that we just said is irrelevant. You know why? Chilo Makshi, even if you don't hold from the Tekish, Nami Miha Nami, it's Lehu Percha. We still have a way to upslug this Kavachomer. This Kavachomer is still no good. Why? Uma Makom Shinit Mubailam Besheret. Meshach and Karbon Haseim Lechatzila. We're still going to upslug it. We're stuck in one extra word. What's the extra word? Lechatzila. If a Baal, who has Tuma Sheret, is allowed to participate in a Karbon Pesach, Lechatzila, what? Because at night it's still going to be Tahar. It's different than a guy on the seventh day by Thomas May. Why is it different? I'm not 100% sure. Nevertheless, Kohen Shinitma Besheret. If a Kohen becomes Tame with a Sheret, Eino Marate, he's nothing he can do about it. Tame. Makom Shinitmu Bailim Bemate. So in a case where a Baal is Thomas May, Shein Meshach and Karbon Haseim Lechatzila, he's something he can do. Right? Lechatzila, b'di'evad, we said it's okay. Why? Because Pesach Sheni is only lechatzila. B'di'evad, you don't have to have Pesach Sheni. Right? That's what we said. So Kohen shenitma b'meis ain a din ain a marata. So Kohen for sure can't do it. Zikti Zarom, how could you say he can? And the Gemara, that's it. What we stop. There's nothing more to say. Based on the fact there's nothing more to say. Even though we're going to make it, we're going to keep on asking questions on them, we've already disproven their shita, which are the Rambam Paskins against the Zikr Zara. Why? Because they can't get out of this Kal V'Chomer. Okay? Now, the next Gemara, it says Meisvei, Mifnei She'amru, because we said, what did we say? Gemara leaves off the most. The Gemara leaves out the whole part, the whole story. So the story is like this. If a Pesach was done, guy brings the carbon Pesach, he sprinkles it, the whole business, and then after it's all done, you remember he was tummy. Okay? A guy brings his carbon Pesach, gets his whole family involved, they're all, everything's good, kosher, mahadrit, and then after the whole thing, he remembered he was tummy. Okay? What do you do? The fifth day. That's when the tzitz comes in handy. Okay? Or, however, I'm sorry, I made one mistake. After everything done, he remembered that the animal was the carbon was tummy. And if the carbon be tummy, that's when tumma happens. Okay? Live animals can't be tummy. Somehow it died, as the chef said, somehow there was a tumma. Some tumma happened. That's okay, the tzitz is okay. But I'm sorry, but if he says, ooh, remember now, I was coming. Tumat Gut. That's something we could do about. Okay? That's what the No, the Baal. Not the Kohen, the Baal. The Baal. Okay? The Baal. Okay? Why? Mitnei Amru, because we said, that makes perfect sense. Mitnei Amru, because we said, Nazir, if it's the same type of situation by a Nazir. In other words, he's finishing up his Naziris, and he brings a carpet, and then some mishap happens, and somehow there's a Toma, and everybody remembers afterwards, it's okay. The Osef Pesach, also Osef Pesach, the Nazir and a Pesach are the only ones. Hatzitz Meratze al Tomas Dam. The Tzitz is Meratze, if some Toma happens, it's a Dam. The Ein Hatzitz Meratze al Tomas Agot. But it doesn't work with Tomas Agot. If you yourself are a Tomei, no good. Look at Rashi. Big Rashi here. Nazir Ose Pesach. You see the Rashi? He'll say it better than I ever can. Kasol Kadaita. Hai Tumas Haguf. Bebailim Kama. What does Tumas Haguf mean? The Baal. V'lahachi Nakad Nazir V'Ose Pesach. That's why we have a Daska pig. Only these two Karbanos. A Nazir or a Pesach. Why? Ilu Shar Karbanos. Let's say it's an Ola. Or a Chasa. Ain't Tumas Bailim Potelas Ben. What does the tumah of the baal make a difference? Who cares? These tumah, it's a big deal. Eat tumah, so who cares? Doesn't change the carbon.
Abel ose pesach achilas abak basa.
By a pesach, the eating is essential. No other carbon is the eating essential.
The nazir nami.
It's impossible for a nazir.
Kishenitma b'meis shesasar niziraso.
If a nazir is tumah, the whole Naziris is, you can't bring a carbon nazir, finishing off the Naziris if you're still coming. You can't bring a carbon nazir like that. A carbon Naziris means, I'm not tameh, I'm finished by Naziris, I'm a good guy. You're tameh, you're still bringing it? Doesn't make any sense. So say you're tameh and you bring a chazan. Why can't you? Send someone else. You're tameh, you want to bring an ola. Why can't you? You're tameh, how can you bring a carbon pesach? How can you bring a carbon nazir? It's impossible.
Right?
B'tzarech lavs of a limnos. You have to restart your nazir and you become tameh.
Kidiktiv, like it says, v'chiyom it's made philo. Vein royal the carbonos tikaglato.
You can't cut your hair when you're a nazir.
Ad sheyitar. V'yavo tchila carbonos naziris tumaso. Shtei torim. V'asham. V'yim nef naziraso. V'achakach yavi carbonos naziris tahayra.
Right? First, you got to bring all the carbonos because you messed up and you got tameh in the middle. Once you finish all that, then you can bring these carbonos. How could you ever bring a carbon Naziris when you're tameh? It's impossible. How could you ever bring a carbon Pesach when you're tameh? It's impossible.
The Ketani ain't a tzitz barasha b'diya,
but the tzitz does not work. That's why we single out these two carbonos. Because they're the only two carbonos you must be tarah for. Dam's tameh. That's a big deal. The tzitz will take care of that. Okay? Now we didn't get to the question.
B'mai. What are we talking about? Ilema b'toma sharet.
Wait a minute. Why are these guys tameh? Tumah sheret? I'm not impressed with that.
Hamarta, shochetin v'zarkin al tumah sheret.
We already said this, okay.
Ella must be tumah meis. Vikatani, and it says, ein hatzitz merata. The tzitz doesn't help. Alma, nitmu bailum v'meis, ein b'shachan kavan alteya.
It doesn't work. How can the zikti darim say it does work? It doesn't work.
You mean the group, the who are eating it by the Seder? You mean that one guy's tummy has ruined the whole carbon? That I don't know. Right, I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. We would hope not, right? Right. Right.
If what?
Doesn't count, right. Right.
If the animal, some mishap happened with the animal, that's all right. This will take care of that. So the Gemara says, lo, don't think for a minute over here, Eid it mubailim b'meis hachinami. Of course you're right. Of course you're right that if the baal became tameh, right? Of course I'm right. We're right. Of course we're right that if the baal became tameh, then what? Then the tzitz will save them. Of course I hold that. What's this mission talking about? What's this case over here? Right? When does it say that the tzitz is not merasa al tumas haguf? What's that talking about? Hachav ma'eskina, you know what that's talking about? Kigon, shenitma kohen b'sheret. The kohen's the one who got tumas. Not the baal, it's the kohen. That, of course, is a problem. Of the tzitz is helping a tumas mate for the baal? Of course. What is Mishnah talking about? The Kohen.
Ihachi.
If we're talking about the Kohen, aim a Seifa. Then look at the Seifa. What does the Seifa say?
Nitma Tumas at the home. Let's say it's Tumas at the home. Tumas at the home means the some Tumas in the depth that we don't know. It's a suffix, we don't know, and you're never going to figure it out.
You walked over some cave or something, and there's like this rumor that there's tumah down there. So, we have no idea. There's no way to even borrow it. It's impossible to figure it out. We don't know. We know the Kahana never walked on that over there on that street because there's a potential tumah there. There's no way to figure it out, and we don't know. Such a very off, small chance tumah, that the tzitz will take care of. That the tzitz will be miraculous for. Very, very far-fetched tumah. Tumah's at the home. It's from Shesha's neighbor, from somewhere there, we don't know. There's no way we're ever going to find out.
Iyachi, aim a sefer. Look at the sefer. The sefer said, "Nitma tumat tahom." If there's such a tumat tahom, hatit marata. The tit does work, right? Why does the tit work? With halacha from Moshe Mitzrayim, Mesora, you have that it works in such a strange case. V'atani Rukhiya, and Rukhiya said, "Lo amru tumat tahom, ella lameit bulvad." When does that work? It only works for tumat me, right? Now, what do you mean, lemei? It only works for tumas me. Lemeute mai. What does it not work for? Doesn't it not work for lav lemeute tumas at the home to sheret? Doesn't it not work for tumas at the home of sheret? In other words, this is a rumor. There's some sherets down there. We have no way to figure it out. We're never going to know. The tzitz does not work for tumas at the home. Right? Is that what you want to tell me? And if that's true, right? The Sefer can't be talking about Tumas Sheretz. Why? Because the Sefer is talking about Tumas at the home, which only works for Tumas Meis. So if the Sefer is not talking about Tumas Sheretz, how could the Reish be talking about Tumas Sheretz? Therefore, it doesn't work out. You understand the question? Tosaf has a different question. Tosaf says, the only way you can be tummy from a sheret is if you touch it. What do you mean down there in the depth of the earth? By a maze, that works. Such a thing as Ohel. By a tumah sheret, what do you mean? You have to touch a sheret in order to become tummy. Tumah at the home, the whole thing doesn't make any sense. Right? What? Right, the Gemara says that it only works. Tumas at home only works for a mace. What doesn't it work for? Oh, it doesn't work for Tumas Sheret. Tumas Sheret, it's impossible to have Tumas Sheret. Right? Right? Answers. The only way to make this make sense. Is he stuck his hand? Maybe he stuck his hand in the pole in the hole. And there was dirt there, and there was straw, other debris, and maybe there was some sheret there that we're never going to know about. And therefore, there is negiah. However, that's a side question. That's a side issue. Back to the point. We said that the Reisha was talking about tumas sheret, right? But the Sefer can't be talking about tumas sheret. Why can't it be talking about Tumas Sheret? Because the Sefer is talking about Tumas Tahom. What is Tumas Tahom? Only works by a mace. When doesn't it work? It doesn't work by a Tumas Sheret. So the Gemara says, "Lo." When we said it only works by Tumas Mace, we didn't mean to exclude Tumas Sheret. What do we mean to exclude? Lo. Lema'ute, I'm sorry, Lo. Lema'ute, Tumas Tahom, Diziva. We meant to exclude Tumas HaTahom Diziva. The Tumas HaTahom of a Zav. What is that? Look at Rashi. Kigon, for example, Ra'a Ben Hashmashos. You saw a Zava flow, a Zav, Ben Hashmashos. What's Ben Hashmashos? Safek Yom, Safek Laila. Are we ever going to resolve that Safek? Are we ever going to figure out when it was? Day or night. We're never going to figure out that suffix. Why? It's a built-in suffix in halakha. We don't know what suffix kulu men ayom or kulu men alayla. The ain kan ela re'iyah achat. What do we have over here? One re'iyah. However, suffix chetzi men ayom v'chetzi men alayla havila kishtei re'iyah. Right? The zav metame b'yamim ubi re'iyah. A zav can become a two ways. Either he has two re'iyahs or two days. Now, Ben Hashmashos came and made me a problem. The Hach Tumas HaTahom. This is very similar. This is exactly, said Rashi, like Tumas HaTahom. It's explained in the Gemara. Why is it exactly like Tumas HaTahom? Because it's a suffix that we're never going to resolve. We can't resolve the suffix. Okay? What do you mean? we said that this is merat. Look, that this is merat for tumat hatahom. Says Reb Chiya. No, of a tumat me. Well, when doesn't it work? Must be it doesn't work by a sheret. No, by a sheret it also works. You know when it doesn't work? You know when the fit doesn't work? It doesn't say if it's tumat zav. Aye, what kind of tahom is by tumat zav? Yeah, it's Rabbeinu Shmashas. We're never going to know when it happens. Is it one day? Is it 2 days? We're never going to resolve that. Then Rashi said something, which the Briskerov says, Sarachi, my Rashi says this. Then he says, the Mamai Mishum, the Chumra, the Yatza Allah Migufa. Why is Tumas at the home different? Why is Tumas Zav, I'm sorry, why is Tumas Zav different? Because it's a tumor that comes out of your body, as opposed to tumor that you touch, or tumor that you walk over. That's the Briskerov, because that's doing anything. What do you have to do with anything? Right? What's Rashi talking about? So, that's just, he loses the Pesach here. Okay? So far, so good? Good. The Ella had the boy, Rami Bar Chama, had a suffix. This is a suffix in Pesachim on that page. Rami Bar Chama had the following suffix. Koin hamaratza v'korban oseihem. Right? If a Kohen is working on people's karbanos for a Pesach or for a Nazir, Hutrulo Tumat HaTahom? Olo Hutrulo Tumat HaTahom. It's Tumat HaTahom, and he has something over here about Tumat HaTahom. Is the Kohen saved? The Rebbe Rav Chama couldn't answer that question. He says, Gemara, what do you mean? Tip showed the Tumat HaTahom, Hutrulo. It works. Didn't we just say it works? Right? The Ha'ach of a Kohen Kaiman. We're talking about a Kohen over here. We're talking about a Kohen, right? We're talking about a Kohen. And what do we say? What do we say? We're talking about a Kohen. We're talking about Tumas at the home. And it works. It's okay. It's okay. The Gemara answers, well, the Rabbi Chama, Vadi Fliga. Rabbi Chama obviously had an argument with him. He wasn't sure. The Zikri Darim was sure. He wasn't sure. Okay? Right. Could be he walked over the home, and if you walked over there. Everybody knows you shouldn't go there. Who knows what's down there? Who knows what's down there? So it could be there's an issue, right? We gotta take care of it. Now, Tashma, let's bring a raya from the following story. It says in the Torah, "V'nasan Aaron as Avon Hakadshim," that Aaron will wear the sin, and it'll save you for a sin. V'chiyesa Avon Note, what sin does it save you from? Im avon pigol.
Is it saving from pigol?
Hare kvar nemar lo yichashe. We already know that pigol can't be considered. Can't consider pigol. Torah says that. Im avon noser. If it saves you from noser, hare kvar nemar. It already says lo yirase. Right? Don't consider. Can't be marase. Ha eino nose ella avon tuma. What does it save you from? It saves you from tuma. Why tuma? First of all, there's nothing else to save you from. And second of all, Shehotra Mikhal Batibur. We already have a heter by Tumah. What's the heter? The heter is everybody's tummy. If everybody's tummy, then it's mutter, right? Why? Because Tumah Hotra Batibur. So too, the sit will help an individual that has Tumah problems. Okay? Now, again, my Tumah. This is going to be a kasha on one of our comments. My Tumah. Oh, I got it. My tuma, which tuma are we talking about? Ilema tuma sheret. If we're talking about tuma sheret, hecha ishtari. When does tuma sheret ever mutter for the tzibur? When did that ever happen? Right, that never happened. Ella, rather tumas meis. Rather, we're talking about tumas meis. Tumas meis is the only tuma that the tzibur is mutter. Let's say the entire nation touches shratim. Can they now bring Korban Pesach and Tumah? No. They're going to have to go to Pesach Sheni. If the entire Sefer touches the dead body, now you're going to bring the Korban Pesach and Tumah. You never find such a heter by Sheret. Rather, Lav, Kigon, Shidu, Bailam, B'meit. Obviously, we're talking about a case of Tumah's mace. Alma, what do you see? Nitmu Bailam, right? Nitmu Bailam, B'meit. Meshachin Korban Aseyev. Right? That what? If there's Tumas Meat, and we're going to allow it anyway, right? Nidmu Bailim B'meis, Meshachin Korban Aseyev. If if these people become tamei, and the carbon is done on their behalf, what do we say? The tzitz is okay. Now, wait a minute. Which carbonos is this? Didn't we just say 5 minutes ago that a Pesach and another doesn't work that way? So b'mai, which carbonos? E b'nazir. How can it be a carbon nazir? V'chiyamos meisalav. Amar Rachmana. That's impossible. Ella, what is it? Can't be another. Can't be, it's impossible for it to be another. Another can't bring a carbon betumah. Ella, what is it? Losa Pesach. We're talking about a carbon Pesach. They're right? We're talking about a carbon Pesach. Does that make any sense? And therefore, what do you get from that? What do you see from here? That if a carbon Pesach, if a guy is tumah me, can he yet bring a carbon Pesach for Tumah? Yes? Yes, he can. Right? What do you see from here? Whole story. First of all, eating might not be so vital. Second of all, it certainly goes against Rabbi Chama. Rabbi Chama says you can't do this. He says you can. We grow up thinking you can't do this. That's why this is so far as on. But says the Gemara, what's the problem? So the Gemara answers, La'olam, really, that b'sheret. Really, the tzitz is only merata on Tumas Sheret. Only merata on Tumas Sheret. Aye, Tumas Sheret is never mutter for the tzibur. There's never a heter. That was our problem. We couldn't say it's Tumas Sheret because it's never heter for the tzibur. How do we get out of that problem? V'shem Tumah ba'olam. We're just talking about the category of Tumah. You're right, of course. Of course, the tzibur is never going to get is never going to be able to bring the carbon tzibur or carbonos if the whole nation has too much eretz. Of course, that's true. And of course, the carbon yachid can. Of course, that's true. However, we're just mentioning the words tumah. The fact that the details are different if you're a tzibur or yachid, it doesn't bother me. That's the answer. The fact that the details are different if you're a tzibur or a yachid. Why? Because if you're a tzibur, tumas meitel. And if you're a yachid, Tumas Sheret, you can even get away with it. That's okay. That's okay. We're just talking about general issues of Tumah. The details are different. Of course the details are different. So what? Okay? Right, you look puzzled. Simple. There's nothing more I can say. Okay? The Ikka Dedayek Umasni Hachi. We have the same story. We have the same deal. Avon Kajim in. When does the tzitz work? It works for tuma that happens to the kodesh itself, meaning the dam, the chelev, avon makdishim lo. But it doesn't work for the people. Who are the people? Well, either the kahanim or the baal. My tuma, ilema tuma sheret. Are we talking about tuma sheret? Mi ishtari b'tibur. Is there such a thing as a tibur being a heter by Tumas Sheret? No such thing. Elalav, it must be Tumas Meis. Must be talking about Tumas Meis. Avon kachim in avon makdishim lo. I'm sorry, not a question, it's a statement. Avon kachim in avon makdishim lo. If it's a sin on the people, it's a problem. If it's a sin, if it's a problem with the animal, the blood, whatever, that's okay, right? That's a question. Didn't we just say it's okay? So the Gemara says, you're right. La'olam b'shtumah sheret. Really, we're talking about Tumas Sheret. Aye, where is Tumas Sheret ever mutter for the tzibur? It's not. But so what? Shame Tumah ba'olam. We're just talking about categories. Category of Tumah is a heter. In the details, it's different. So what? You're right. In the details, it's different. Right. Also, we're concerned about details if we want to be concerned about details. And when we don't want to be concerned about details, we just say shame tumah ba'olam. I'm not comparing apples to oranges, because if I do that, I have a problem. I'm comparing fruit. They're both fruits, both very general categories, right? One's tumah and one's tumah. True, the details are entirely different. There's no such thing as tumah sheret can ever be heter for a tzibur. No such thing like that. But we're not talking about details. We're talking about the general rules. General rules of can there ever be a heter for tumah by tzibur? Yes. Can there be a heter for tumah by yachid? Yes. Details are different. Not bother with details. That's how the, you know, we'll stop here because you know what, we could do a few more lines. That, and that ends the discussion. Yeah. Right. So we asked the question. Right. We were trying to compare them. We're trying to say they're very similar. So you can't tell me Sharitz works by Steve or it doesn't. So the answer is just talking about Tumah in general. You're right. Tahom and Sharitz, all so complicated. Exactly. So, what? Exactly. So we reject it. So what do you see? What do you see? That all we focus on is the big picture. Don't. Right? Somebody famous once said, "Don't confuse him with the detail." Right? Don't confuse him with detail. I'm not interested in detail. So, and you put the shots in detail, but. So I came just in time. That ends today's discussion. We can start the next one. The next one was yoke shave. That a yoke was a yoke shave. The guy who does the avodah sitting down. So if the guy does the avodah sitting down, it's no good. So the Gemara says, Rava Minol, how you know it's no good? Amar Rava, Amar of Nachman, Amar Kra, it says, it's a pasuk in Devarim, like an Akev or A somewhere over there. Lamod Lashare, to stand up and to serve. Amida Bechartet, I want you to stand up. Lo be yeshiva, not to sit down. Tanar baran, we learn. Lamod l'shares, mitzvah. Right? To stand up and to serve is a mitzvah. Kishu Omer, when it says in a very, two psukim later, that it says Torah the Levi'im ha'omdim, shana ha'alav, ha'kasav, la'akev. Torah repeats it. The wise of the Torah repeat it. It's ma'akev. Even with the evidence, no good. Amalei Rav Lord Nachman, wait a minute. Michti, wait a minute. Yoshev, Kizar Dami. Isn't Yoshev like a czar? What's the difference between Yoshev and a czar? What's the difference between a koi sitting down and Israel? The answer is there is no difference. No difference. So, Umachal Avoda. The Avoda is no good. The Ema, wait a minute. Ma czar b'mita, af Yoshev b'mita. So if a czar does Avoda, he gets mita. Second, Yoshev doesn't get mita. Alama Tanan, why did we learn? Alama Tanya, why did we learn? Aval Orel. The koi doesn't have a bismillah. Onain, or an Onain, Yoshev, Enon b'misa, Elabazara. There's no misa for that. So there's an Avera. There's no misa. A Zar gets misa. So the Gemara answers, Bishav Dahavi Mechusar Begadim, because a guy is not wearing a Begadim, who Shalom Racha to Dayan Baraglayim, and also someone who doesn't wash his hands and feet, Shnei Suv Mabonke Echad. Those are the only two that are explicitly mentioned that they get a punishment like that. The Kol Shnei Ksuv Habam Keechad Ein Melandin. Once the Torah, if the Torah says something once, you can apply it to every case. But if the Torah says something twice, it's only those two cases. Aye, Lamandam Melandin. But there's a Mandam which says even if it's two cases, you can apply it to every other case. So again, why does the Kol does the Avodah sitting down not Chayiv Misa? The answer is because Shtuya Yayin in other places Shtuya Yayin that says what? That you get Misa for that if you're drunk. Havel Shlishi. And Shlishi, Shlosha, Debiakol, Emelan. Everybody holds that if there are three Makoros, it can't be learned anywhere else, and therefore a Yoshev doesn't get Misa if he doesn't have Avodah sitting down. Okay? We'll stop here, and we will resume tomorrow. Everybody have a good day, and a good Shabbos, and a Reilah Pasachah.